Hello guys and welcome back to the discussion. Till date we have been traveling together on this wondrous journey of self-realization and self-enrichment. We have covered numerous topics that were essentially focused on conquering our weaknesses. We have talked about ways in which we can truly vanquish the obstacles that lie in our path to success. Today, continuing in the same vein, we are going to talk about conquering our doubts. Doubt is necessarily a sentiment that accompanies distrust. Doubt indicates the complete absence of faith. Hence, as we strive to achieve superlative success in our lives, our doubts pertaining to our own capabilities can act as a great deterrent to our aspirations. Hence, it is imperative for us to totally conquer our doubts. At the onset, though, it is important to find out the source of our doubts. If we are to truly vanquish our doubts, it is imperative that we know from whence they arise. Generally, a person believes in what he does. That is inherently the reason as to why he does it in the first place. Thus, whenever any doubt grips your heart, the first thing that you have to necessarily find out is whether you truly believe in yourself. Whether you truly believe in what you do. Because if you do, then there is no way that you would be doubting yourself. Doubts usually arise due to increased peer pressure. When those around you don't agree with your way of thought or with your line of action, their disapproval can prove to be a major contributor to inducing doubt in your heart. In such situations, it is always best to dispassionately judge your actions to know if what you are doing is indeed in your best interest. Once that part of self-introspection is satisfactorily done, the validation that you receive on its part should leave no room for any doubt in your mind. At times, doubt also arises in our heart owing to the hardships that we face in our line of work. Whenever man tries to fulfill his superlative ambitions, he is faced with indescribable hardships on the way. Often when we encounter recurrent setbacks and concurrent failures, we start doubting our own capabilities. We start to think, Am I truly capable of doing this? Can I really achieve this? In those times when our morale is necessarily at an all-time low, these thoughts that arise out of self-doubt indeed do great damage. In such times, the one thing that we must essentially keep in our mind is that we must never go into a streak of pessimism. Pessimism necessarily builds up a lot of negative energy within ourselves. And in the end, it only adds to the sentiment of self-doubt that grips our heart. The way out of this recursive cycle of despair is to doubt your doubt itself. Whenever you feel doubt grip your heart, don't question your desire to achieve. Instead, question your doubt. Question its existence, question its need, and question its very validity. Ask your doubt, why do you exist? What is the reason that you exist? Why must I keep you in my heart? Upon doing so, you will ultimately find out that the doubt in your heart indeed has no rational base of validity, that it is indeed not worthwhile. Upon this realization, you will truly shed all your doubts in a second, for you will realize that doubt in the end only induces weakness in you. You will realize that doubt on its own accord can never induce strength and determination within yourself. In the end, the only way to overcome the doubt in your heart is to be true to your goals and dreams. That way, you will be induced with great determination and a sense of purpose to go out in the world and achieve your goals with steadfast will. In the end, you have to keep faith in your heart to keep the doubt away. You have to keep faith in God. You have to keep faith in His judgment. And above all else, you have to keep faith in yourself. Ultimately, it is faith that will truly vanquish doubt and despair to bring you to a new dawn filled with endless possibilities and seamless achievements. Thank you.